One of the new criteria for evaluating grants is innovation. Scientists, of course, always think they're creative and innovative, but that's not part of most people's training.
Len Epstein is a SUNY Distinguished Professor of Pediatrics at UB. Epstein says when he attended graduate school, there was no training in innovation. Now, with concerns over a scarcity of grant funding for biomedical research, it's time for scientists and those training to be scientists to think out of the box. That's why UB has decided to host 2 days of workshops. One of the talks is going to be on mind wandering.
You know, you have to get knowledge and information from a lot of different sources together, and I always think about them sort of banging around in your brain, and then all of a sudden something will pop and you'll think, aha, that's the idea.
The National Institutes of Health requires innovation in its grant criteria, making it challenging to access very limited funding.
Now we're talking about, for most of the NIH institutes, pay lines that are less than 10%. Some I hear as low as 5%. So that means that the overwhelming majority of grants are not being funded, and you need a grant that really stands out.
In promoting these workshops on creativity and innovation, UB asks, could you be the next Galileo, Einstein, or Newton? And will the next big breakthrough in science be yours? Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.